Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Imagine for a moment that it's summer school, you're working, helping to teach a class, and one afternoon you're on campus just eating lunch. And suddenly, you're approached by a police officer.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
That's what happened to Amukanute on Tuesday at Smith College. She took a cell phone video of the encounter and told WBZ what happened next.
Next thing you know, I see the cop walk in with a Smith employee whom I've never seen before. And the man asked me, we were wondering why you're here.
We were wondering why you were here.
Kanute is Black and a rising sophomore at Smith.
Oh, I was eating lunch. I'm working the summer program. So I was just relaxing on my couch.
Oh, you just took a break? No?
Yeah.
So you're one of the summer programs?
Yeah, I'm actually a TA.
She's teaching chemistry to high school students at a Smith STEM program this summer. But on Tuesday, a Smith employee called the police to report someone who, quote, seemed out of place, according to Smith College officials. Out of place. Kanute told WBZ how painful that is.
It just still upsets me to just talk about it because I don't even feel safe on my own campus and I'm away from home. I'm the first in my family to go to college.
In a statement, Smith President Kathleen McCartney offered her, quote, deepest apology to Kanute, saying she wants to, quote, assure her that she belongs in all Smith spaces. And while that may be true, in the cell phone video, you hear the police officer explain to Kanute that an unidentified Smith employee had, quote, peeked through the doorway and didn't know who she was. Just simple unfamiliarity. But because that unfamiliar face was Black, the person called the police.
Okay.
So that's what it was.
All right.
He just said to keep from the doorway. He didn't know what the lunch was over was, so it's probably.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay. It's just like kind of stuff like this happens way too often where people just feel like threatened.
Well, Kanute has posted her encounter on Instagram and Facebook. It's received obviously a lot of response. Smith College has since launched an investigation and will require even more diversity training of its staff. But this obviously isn't the first time someone has called a police officer on a Black student. A similar thing happened at Yale when a student called the police because another Black student was just napping in a dorm common area. So is more awareness and more training, once again, enough? Well, joining us to talk about it is a 2018 Smith College graduate and past co-chair of the school's Black Student Alliance, Jelani Smith. Jelani Smith, welcome to Radio Boston.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. Also with us in the studio is Nikki Green. She's a professor of art history at Wellesley College and has contributed to WBUR's Cognoscenti Ideas and Opinion page. Professor Green, welcome to you.
Thanks for having me.
So, Jelani, let me just start with you. What's been the reaction amongst Smith alums on campus? How do you feel about this moment?
To be honest, I really wasn't surprised that this happened at all. Smith alums there's been like a big outburst in alums just emailing Kathy and things like that just to like get a response from her. I just feel like this country works on like a monkey see, monkey do model. So like we've seen a lot of things in the past weeks with white people calling the cops on Black bodies just for just being Black. And so I feel like that's what's happening at Smith right now.
Yeah. Professor Green, let me turn to you because obviously you're a professor at Wellesley, not at Smith, but there are some similarities between the two campuses. What were your thoughts when you first heard this happened?
My initial thought was, not again. Mm-hmm. I can't believe that it's happening again, but it's frustrating each and every time. And unfortunately, so much of this is not surprising only because of the history of race relations in this country. And I've heard it said recently that some people are surprised at how often this is happening. I can't believe this is happening so much in 2018. And the difference is that now we all walk around with video cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not so much that this is new for people of African descent or people of color and more generally. It's more so that you are actually, the world has a front seat to the kinds of ways that racism enters into university spaces, but also workplaces and the public writ large.
Yeah. Well, Jelani, the Smith president, Kathleen McCartney, you know, she wrote in this public statement, including a public apology. She said that the incident that occurred on campus this week was disappointing and saddening and a stark reminder that they at Smith still have to have work to do to make Smith a place where students of color are seen as students and not intruders. So, I mean, what kind of work do you think needs to be done there, Jelani?
You know, I really feel like Smith needs to start putting their money where their mouth is and stop with the emails. Like, this is not the only isolated event that has happened on Smith's campus. There have been many events, even from when I first started at Smith. I entered Smith in 2014 during, like, the height of the Black Lives Matter movement, right when, like, Mike Brown was murdered. And I just feel like every single incident that has occurred on Smith's campus, there has always been an email sent out as like an apology. Smith needs to start working, strengthening our community and things like that. And I feel like we need to start practicing what we preach and actually implementing action and things like that in order for us to be able to navigate these campuses. Like, Smith is a predominantly white institution. And so Black bodies weren't welcome there from the very beginning. Yes, Smith is an all-women's college, but when Sophia Smith began Smith College, it was not started as a way for Black women to enter this space. That was a space for white women. And so just the simple fact that the president thinks that sending an email will help, you know, eradicate the institutionalized racism that occurs on campus is just, like, absurd to me.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, the president has also said that this fall, every Smith staff member is going to be required to participate in mandatory anti-bias training. There's already the Office of Inclusion and Diversity and Equity on campus, and they're going to hold workshops for faculty and staff on topics of identity and inclusion. They're also going to be working with campus law enforcement about how to triage and assess calls before they respond. I mean, those seem to be very concrete measures, Professor Green. But on the other hand, I just wonder how much training like this can overcome what is fundamentally just a shockingly deep unconscious bias that leads someone to peek into a door, see a Black face. We have the transcript of the 911 of the campus call now, and it's unclear whether or not the caller identified her as a woman or a man, and perhaps that had something to do with it, but that the first impulse is to call law enforcement.
Unfortunately, again, this is a history that is long and frustrating in our society.
But campuses ought to be the exact place to push back against that.
It is.
Right?
And I mean, I think what's interesting is that, okay, if we're going to take the long view, we are talking about, you know, post-Reconstruction, Ferguson versus Plessy, separate but equal. Brown v. Board of Education. So 1896 is Ferguson Plessy. 1954, you have Brown versus the Board of Ed that says this is not okay. We cannot enforce these kinds of laws. But in the meantime, these kinds of laws get taken off the books, but the attitudes don't go with them, right? So we are still living with the vestiges of this. Now, the difference in terms of a private institution and what we hope would happen is that there can be open discussion for sure, right? You can put in the anti-bias training, make staff members, which I think needs to be examined further, have them do this practice. But really, it's about a culture shift. So first off, I think it cannot only be the staff. It has to be faculty. It has to be the students as well, because for many students of color on these campuses, they are getting it on several layers. And we can hope that there are measures that Smith College in particular, and let's not be naive to think that this is just a Smith College problem. This is across the country. We have to deal with this in our higher education institutions. So I think there's got to be something that is consistent, not one off. You can't wait till the big event happens and it goes national before you decide, we need to make sure that people know what you have to make this a cultural standard.
Yeah.
And it has to be consistent.
But I wonder, I mean, is college too late? Not that colleges shouldn't do more, but we have, you know, faculty, staff and students entering the universities or the colleges already having come through, you know, many of them growing up in this very society that leads to these kind of ingrained unconscious and conscious biases.
For sure. And I think the difference is it's not on the onus of the students to make that change.
Yeah.
Because far too often students of color are asked to do the work of training and helping people of color who work on the staff and the faculty do to make them understand their position. It's about the university or the college implementing a culture shift.
Uh-huh.
So that's going to, you start with the anti-bias, again, across the campus, not just staff members, but faculty who have a even more important role in terms of how they can influence students' minds. So I think it has to just be a multi-layer, multi-year. It just has to be a part of your culture.
Just not one round of training.
Not one round of training is going to do the job.
Jelani Smith, what do you think about that?
I actually agree with that. I feel like on Smith's campus, like, we were taught to feel safe because we're women and we stand together and we're empowering one another. But I feel like that's not the case. As Black women, we're attacked for our womanhood and we're attacked for our Blackness. So I feel as though, like, just one round of training, like Professor Green said, is not okay, because Smith will never adequately address an issue that could potentially hinder their institution. So what I'm getting at is, like, college is a business and their job is to make money. So when they start being morally correct, they will absolutely begin to lose money. And that's the direct opposite goal of what they have. Like, no matter what their mission statement is, like, we want to get all women together, we're women of the world and things like that, like, money makes the world go round. So I feel like ultimately money will be the deciding factor in how this issue is addressed, because all of the other isolated incidents that have happened on this campus were swept under the rug. And this one has went to the New York Times, it has went to the Boston Globe, Vice.com, and all of these things. So I feel like Smith is really forced now to take a stance in what they feel as though will help their institution and help POC navigate predominantly
white. Yeah. You know, we're running out of time here, and I'm really sorry to say that. We'll definitely come back to this issue multiple times. But Professor Green, in the last sort of 30 seconds that we have, your final thought today?
And I think that for Smith and other colleges, we have to consider, how do you create safe spaces for students? I know that on the Smith College campus, they've talked a lot about affinity houses. So creating space for students to be able
to open
up.
Which they don't have right now?
They do not have, and students have been working very hard over the last few years to implement. They have the resources, and this is where the money, I think, comes in. Let's think about new ways to allow students to feel like they are a part of community by creating communities that will allow them to just be themselves and not feel persecuted just for existing. Mm.
Well, Nikki Green is a professor of art history at Wellesley College and a contributor to WBUR's Cognoscenti page. Thank you so very much.
Thank you so much.
And Jelani Smith, she is a graduate of Smith College, class of 2018, and former co-chair of the Black Student Alliance. Jelani Smith, thank you so very much for joining us today.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
All right, we'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.